Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hi, Lightworkers, Healers, Channelers, Mystics. Now we come to the Mercury as Atmakaraka, your soul significator, but in Manushyagana. Okay? It's very important to carry this signature. Your soul's purpose is to understand life through curiosity, communication, and connection. Mercury as Atmakaraka is a messenger, a cosmic messenger of sorts. You're not a distant scholar, you're a translator of wisdom. Manushyagana is more at the human level, so think of it like that, okay? Some examples of Mercury as Atmakaraka and Manushyaganas, that is all the Uttara and Purva series and additionally Ardra, Rohini and so on. So, okay, first house if it's Rohini, graceful communicator, your words have warmth, your logic has rhythm. People feel heard when they talk to you because you listen between their words. You're here to make intellect feel alive, to speak truths in ways that soothe, not slice. Your charm becomes a medicine for misunderstanding. Rohini has got a lot of charm. Let's see another one in Leo. Fourth house, Purva Falguni, Leo. The storyteller of emotion. Remember all the Mercury signatures. You teach through laughter, comfort, storytelling. Purva Falguni is very sensuous, ruled by Venus. Your humor disarms, your intellect connects. The challenge? Avoid using words to escape feelings. You learn that mind's brilliance must bow down to the heart's wisdom. The heart's desire is where it's all at, isn't it? Ninth house, let's say, if it's Purva Bhadrapada, Aquarius in the ninth house, and Mercury is your Atmakaraka, and placed there, the philosopher's mind. You carry a mind shaped by wonder, religion, metaphysics, education, all become languages of meaning. You travel or teach to connect logic with love, intellect with ethics. See how dynamically the energy changes once you shift this. Your understanding of soul significator or Atmakaraka, but in context to Parashara's nakshatra system. Your thought process is a pilgrimage towards higher truths. And so what does this mean? What is the soul lesson summary for this? Manushyagana Mercury Atmakaraka learns that understanding is the form of love. Your purpose is not to be clever and shrewd. It is to make clarity as kindness. You're a voice between worlds. The one who helps seek spirit speak through human. That's what we're here to connect with, isn't it? And help humanity remember its divine logic. If this resonates with you, check out the Jaimini Astrology series. The Vedic Astrology entire playlist is online. I'll see you in the next.